First scripture that we're going to read today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. We're going to do 2 and 6 and 7. Hear now God's word. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And again, John chapter 1, verse 1 to 2 and 4 and 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome him. Amen. We praise God because today we can worship the fact that Jesus is with us, among us, and has been a gift to all of us. Our next reading today, which we will be reading, is on the book of Luke. Chapter 1, verse 1 to 26, or I'm sorry, chapter 1, verse 26 to 38. Hear now God's word. In the sixth month, the angel of Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. And he will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who has been said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. And again, Matthew chapter 1, 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will serve his people save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Amen. Our next scripture reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. Luke chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Luke chapter 2, 9 to 14. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Amen. Luke chapter 2, 15 to 18. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. Our next scripture is from the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem, of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. One of the things, I love Christmas. Always love Christmas. It's always had a special place in my heart. In fact, I hesitate saying this because I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this as a pastor or not. But I think I like Christmas just a little more than I like Easter. Don't get me wrong. Jesus raising from the dead is a pretty cool thing. There's just something about Christmas. The whole Jesus who is the Word of God and who had all power, all majesty, all might, shedding all of that to become a child, a baby, blows my mind. I don't know how many of you know this, probably quite a few of you at this point. My son Elijah was a premature child. He was born, I'm going to get this wrong, 30 weeks? Is that right? 30 weeks? I always want to say 28, but I know that's not right. He was born at 30 weeks. Stayed in the NICU for 5 weeks? 4 weeks. 5 weeks. And my wife's back there. That's why I'm looking back. She's correcting me. 5 weeks. And so he came home with us when he was gestationally 35 weeks. And so being early, he was boring. My son was so boring. I loved him. I loved my son dearly. I did not like him very much all the time. He was needy and selfish, and he didn't return anything. He cried and he whined, and he wanted to be held, and he wanted to eat, and that's it. He wouldn't smile. He wouldn't laugh. I mean, this child needed for everything and couldn't give anything in return. Jesus went from being able to give and do and be absolutely anything to that. That boggles the mind. That's what I love about Christmas, how much Christ is willing to give up for us that we might know who God is through Jesus. It's one of the things I love about Christmas. And my dad was able to reinforce Christmas every year with traditions. We had more traditions around Christmas than we had any other time of year. And I'm sure you guys have a lot of traditions too that you still do to this day. Every Christmas morning, we woke up 5 o'clock in the morning. Not because we woke up 5 o'clock in the morning, but because my dad woke up 5 o'clock in the morning. My dad was up before everybody. My parents, they would send us off to bed at 11 o'clock on Christmas Eve, and then they would stay up, they would finish the presents, they would put the star in the tree, because the star wasn't on the tree yet. And they would drink sparkling grape juice that was there. It was really sparkling grape juice. I'm not, you know, PG. It was really sparkling grape juice. And they would stay up and chat and just have a peaceful Christmas together, just the two of them. And then they would go to bed at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And Dad would be up without an alarm 5 o'clock in the morning. And he would wake us up 5 o'clock in the morning. And we would have to get everything together. We would grab our pillows. We would grab our blankets. And we would sit at the top of the steps. And when we sat at the top of the steps, Dad would run downstairs. He would make sure everything was ready. And at 5:30, that's how long it took for him to make sure everything was ready. At 5:30, he'd call us down. Why didn't he wake us up at, you know, 5:15 at least? I don't know. But 5:30, we would be ready. He would call us down. He'd take pictures. The Christmas music would be on. No lights in the house except Christmas lights on. And my brother, I, as the oldest, would have baby Jesus in my top drawer. I'd grab baby Jesus, put him in the manger, go sit in the living room. Get back to that in a second. My youngest brother, I have two brothers and a sister. My sister doesn't have any sisters, so maybe, well, I always thought she was from a different family anyway. So we'd all sit in our own places. My youngest brother would go grab the family Bible. You know which one I'm talking about? The King James Version with the family trees in it. Weighed like 172 pounds. And my youngest would have to carry it to my dad. And my dad would open up to Luke chapter 2. Now, Luke chapter 2. And my dad would read this. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you great tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I know I just read it to you in all the scriptures and all the lights and everything, but something about the King James, because that's what the Bible was that my brother would bring down. And while my dad was reading that scripture, all through my mind was this question that I kept on pondering in my heart and in my life as Dad would read this. When would this end? Because, and the reason is because remember when I said we'd come down and I put the manger and then I would have to go, we'd all have to sit down. Where we sat, everything was dark, remember? Just a Christmas tree was lighting up the living room. And we would each have our own assigned seating, and our assigned seating was marked by our own presence. And so there was a whole bunch of presents sitting in front of me this entire time. Dad is doing these traditions. And I'm looking at my presents. And a kid just sitting in front of their presents is like a dog watching you lick ice cream. You know, I wanted it. I wanted it bad. And we had another tradition. After Dad read that scripture to us, Mom would go into the kitchen and come in with a sheet cake with candles on it. And we sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. And then we would blow out the candles. And then after that was finally done, then we had another tradition in our family that you were only allowed to open up gifts one at a time, starting with the youngest. I was the oldest. It was a terrible tradition. In my mind, I was saying, when is this going to end? I just want to get to my gifts. Wife and I were just having a conversation about this the other day. You know, as parents, sometimes we get nervous about Christmas time. Are all the decorations hung right? Are all the cook cookies baked? Are all the presents bought? Will they like their presents? Did we do good? Did we do right? I mean, are they going to have a miserable Christmas or not? Are we going to ruin Christmas? You know, All these anxieties and second thoughts and all these things about Christmas. And you know what? I think back to my childhood, and I honestly can barely remember one gift I got. I might remember one or two here and there. I maybe remember a Christmas where I was disappointed because I didn't get exactly what I wanted. Maybe. It's hazy. I remember, like the back of my hand, those traditions. I remember those Bible readings. I remember my brother bringing my dad the Bible and waiting for my dad to read those scriptures. It's not the gifts that I remember year after year. It's the Jesus that I remember during those days. It's Christ and the Spirit of God being with our family that I remember in those moments. So I go back to the question, when will this end? Well, you know, those stuff that I don't remember, those ended a long time ago. But Christ has yet to end. Those memories, that spirit, I have forever. This is cliche to say, but Christ isn't just for Christmas, nor will it end after Christmas. But Jesus will be with us all the days following. And so today and tomorrow, celebrate. But let's celebrate long after that too.